Sox! White Sox! Go, 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 go!
Let's go, 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 White Sox! Chicago is proud of you!
This is White Sox Weekly, the Chicago baseball conversation on the new flagship home of the Sox, 720 WGN.
For the first time ever, history in the making. I don't even know how this is happening. Hampton, OB, and Kaz just wrapped up, and all of a sudden I'm just staring at Harry Tino. It's wet, soaked, and you look miserable.
Miserable? I'm thrilled, man. The Bears won. The Blackhawks and Bulls let me down this weekend, but strong Bears game, and I got to see my favorite member of the Hampton, OB show. I got to see Glenn Kozlowski.
Kaz is the man. He's your favorite?
It's not like I have kids. By the way, Dave Wills gave me the greatest answer ever concerning the Sox and the Cubs. I asked him once. He goes, how can you love the Sox and love the Cubs? He goes, I've never met anyone like you that just loves both teams. And I said, well, my dad grew up a diehard White Sox fan, you know, from the GVS, the Great West Side, as his parents said. My mom grew up, went to Senn High School. She loved the Cubs. I was brought up, you know, they didn't have interleague play back then. I love the Cubs and the Sox. So Wills goes, Harry, you drill rod, how can you love both the Cubs and the Sox? I go, Dave, I can have two teams. I can cheer for both teams. You've got two kids, Dave. It's not like you have one favorite. He goes, yeah, I do. One's adopted.
That's awesome.
Then he was on his way to Tampa. Bless his heart. We should call a Dave Wills.
Why not? We
should call a Dave Wills and see what he's doing there in Tampa Bay.
If you have his number, text it to Curtis Koch, who's producing the program. Thank you, Curtis. You're awesome.
Curtis, by the way, is doing like a Rob Petrie thing, Dick Van Dyke. He is going for the Guinness Book of World Records for consecutive hours producing on one station. This is his 107th hour.
That's impressive, but let's not look. And for everybody who's made in this business, you start out, you work, you put in the hours, and it all pays off for you, hopefully someday. Or it doesn't. But
you're going to get an opportunity. You be ready when you get that opportunity. A lot like all these young White Sox players that came up this year.
What an amazing segue you just pulled off there, Harry Tino. It's 312-981-7200. We're guest-free on the show today, at least for now. Going till 7 o'clock, so a quick 52 minutes here to talk some White Sox baseball right after a Bears win as we are getting into free agency. And I think the topic that I'd like to throw out there is, do you want the White Sox to go all in and be in the Derby for either A, Manny Machado, who they were rumored to want to trade for last year, and spend that type of dough for a guy who could be your shortstop, could be your third baseman, could be your guy that you fly up the flag and say, here's our Manny Machado, our primetime guy at whatever it's going to be, $25, $30 million a year for a dude, by the way, who was called out for not running hard to first base, who seems to go by the beat of his own drum, but is also
He could have injured Josh Donaldson. He threw a bat, and he could have injured Aguiar, the first baseman of Milwaukee, by cheap-shotting his leg. It was terrible.
And he's super talented. So, I mean, for me, if the White Sox go ahead and do something like that, obviously I'll be excited about it. I'll support him, all that. However, I think it's a very dangerous slope when you jump into the free agent market and you start spending $30 million, $40 million, whatever it's going to be, on a guy, and all your eggs, so to speak, are in that basket. Now, if you have endless amounts of money to spend, that changes things a little bit. But even teams with tons of dough, when you make a mistake, if it doesn't work out, it is nearly impossible to recover from. I mean, you have to end up eating a ton of money, maybe half the contract, to move the guy off. It's a big time gamble. But again, the White Sox are sitting here with a ton of dough. Manny Machado's in his prime. I don't know if he has any interest in coming here, But it would be interesting to see how deep the White Sox go here. And we're going to start to find that out now as free agency's coming around. 312-981-7200.
Albert Almora Jr. is his like dear friend from school. They call each other cousins, and they grew up together in Miami. And he says he's like the coolest guy. I don't know him. I've never met Machado, but he just looks like a jerk when he plays. Bryce Harper looks like, you know, a superstar, a Hall of Famer. I mean, if you're going to go all in, you go all in on Bryce Harper. You don't go all in on a Manny Machado.
Well, and you could do that, too. You could, at the end of the day, these guys have to want to come here. Mm-hmm. I don't know the interest level of Bryce Harper. I don't know the interest level of Manny Machado. Bryce Harper, the White Sox have a ton of outfielders coming, Harry. So, Machado...
They do. They let Ryan Lamar go. We didn't even talk about it. Ryan Lamar, one of my favorite interviews.
We scratched the surface on Ryan Lamar. Mm-hmm. We all root Ryan Lamar incredibly well and in his next venture. And who knows? He could end up back with the White Sox at some point, too.
He's a Wolverine.
He is a Wolverine. Big win for the Wolverines this weekend. Hey, by the way, did you ever dream of being a White Sox player?
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Now is your chance. Really, last night?
I dreamt I was a White Sox player, and I was getting dressed in between Carlos Rodon and Luis Giolito, so I must have been a starting pitcher.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In real life, this is actually now, it's your chance. You can attend the Chicago White Sox Fantasy Camp in Glendale, Arizona, January 13th to the 19th. You're treated like a pro, and it's just an awesome, awesome experience. You ever done it, Harry?
The closest I got, the great Milt Pappas took me to an afternoon at Wrigley Field with a bunch of former, not just Cubs players, but Sox players and guys from his era, and it was awesome. It was just awesome. And they couldn't, you know, you get this feeling that these guys were nasty mothers when they played, but they're just so happy to be back in uniform, back in cleats, back running around a baseball diamond. This is like something you cannot buy in a store. The White Sox enable you to get something, whether you're living paycheck to paycheck or you're the richest man in your suburb. This is something you can't buy in a store. Take advantage of it. Take your best friend. Take your high school buddy. This is a chance to get on the field and pretend like you're a Chicago White Sox. You eat, drink, sleep, baseball.
It's awesome. For camp info, you can call 623-302-5002, 623-302-5002, or you can sign up via WhiteSox.com.
And don't miss any exciting White Sox action in 2019. Full and partial ticket packages are now on sale, offering you the best seats, savings, and benefits. For more information, call 312-674-1000 or visit WhiteSox.com.
I had an amazing experience this week, Harry.
Yes?
With Southpaw, the White Sox mascot.
You love Southpaw. You tweeted a picture of Southpaw.
So I'm going to tell that story coming on back here, but I feel like Southpaw and I are on another level.
Really?
We've actually bonded in ways that I didn't think possible.
If you're going to buy a ring for Southpaw, good luck with finding that jeweler.
That would be a special jeweler, no doubt, to figure it out for Southpaw. Thank you for bringing my dating life very casually into the show. I appreciate that, Harry. By the way, I have a towel for you. Is it raining outside?
It's raining.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to be wet during the show. Why don't we get you dry?
Well, here's my problem. I'm a big fan of Parks Chicago.
Okay.
But I was asked not to use credit cards. So in a respectful move, I had destroyed my credit card. So now I go to park at Parks Chicago this evening, and I can only use quarters. I can't use paper. And there just aren't that many quarters in the world. You know, if I'm in Vegas, I think I could get those quarters, but so I was just in the rain for a little bit longer than I thought I'd be.
Well, you look fresh nonetheless.
I am fresh, and I am happy to be here. Rough Northwestern game last night.
It was. They made it competitive when it didn't look like it was going to be. Got to 24-21. Phenomenal crowd at Ryan Field. I know you were out there. Enjoyed listening to you and Kevin Powell yesterday driving back. I'm sorry to miss the show, but
I'm sorry you missed it too.
Happy to see you now, pal.
Wherever he was, I'm sure Ed Farmer was beaming.
Yeah, that's true. Farmeal's a big Notre Dame guy, no doubt about it. All right, so hey, let's have a little White Sox conversation. 312-981-7200. The hot stove is here, and Southpaw's going to another level, doing great things for youngsters. We'll share that story next, 720 WGN.
The 3-0 pitch, Machado swings away and crushes the ball to left. It is gone! On a 3-0, he attacks and gives the Dodgers the lead.
Manny Machado doing it for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who did come up short in the World Series. But, yeah, he does have that World Series experience now.
Big whip.
Oh, Harry.
Big whip, the guy, we saw what he is. I'm sorry. You know,
okay, so you don't want him.
Here's who I keep coming back to. Anytime there is a player who appears to be a big jerk on another team, and my team, a Chicago team, is talking about getting him, you know who I'm talking about. Who do I flash to? What athlete in the last 25 years came to a Chicago sports team as a big jerk and turned out to be an important part of three championships?
You going to A.J. Pierzynski?
I'm going Dennis Rodman.
You going to the Worm, okay.
Remember Rodman shoving Scottie Pippen into the back support?
No, yes,
I'm more of a Bulls fan than you. I'm more of an NBA guy than you are.
You are. You know, you're all about hoops.
Yeah. How about that Antonio Blakeney?
Look at you. Had a rough night last night against the Rockets.
Rough night.
Let's get 312-981-7200. Do you want Manny Machado on the South Side?
Or would you prefer a Bryce Harper, or do you not need any of them high-price, cost-you-everything-you-got-free agents?
What's up there? Scott in Chicago calling 720 WGN. What's up, Scott?
Harry's right. Dennis Rodman, we need Manny. Same situation. Just need good leadership. It's a hell of a player. We need the position player. He's excellent.
Scott, Dennis Rodman came to a team with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Phil Jackson. You know, do we have that with the Bulls? Will they be able to turn the coat?
With
the White Sox. I transposed my Reinsdorf teams. Do you think that we could get Machado to change? Or is he, like, you know, forever going to be like that?
I think Rick could get him to change. He's a player coach. He knows how to relate to those guys. And I think he'll figure out how to set a good standard with them.
So hold on a second. You believe that you're going to go all in on a guy, pay him a ton of dough, with the belief that you need to change him? That doesn't make sense to me, Scott.
Josh Gordon.
They didn't pay huge money for
Patriots.
Josh Gordon.
Well, they don't pay anybody there, but there's a system. He runs and he fits into a system.
But again, that's
Rick,
like,
is putting a system in place as we speak. Manny will fit into that system.
But again, Belichick and Tom Brady, that's like Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan. You know, and I'm a Ricky Renteria fan. Ricky's boys, they can play, and they play hard, and I see good things happening on the South Side. But, you know, Machado might be more trouble than he's worth, and you kind of have a pretty good infield.
But he could have a great infield with him.
Well,
right?
I mean,
and he's in the prime of his career. He wants to be a superstar and known as a superstar for the rest of his life. He has some good mentors in his life. If he gets good coaching and good leadership, the kid can play ball.
What about taking Bryce Harper instead of Machado?
You got a lot of outfielders coming up. You got a good farm system. You don't need Bryce.
What about a Nick Madrigal coming up, playing
right.
some second
and,
base?
And,
Johan goes to third. Tim Anderson had a nice year, no?
Then why get anybody? Then you're saying don't be in free agency. I think the White Sox have an opportunity with young talent in the next 3 years to make a difference in baseball.
All right, fair enough.
I like you're a big picture guy. I like that, Scott.
I think we got something special on the South Side.
Scott, I got a feeling that you think the White Sox are going to win a title in this town before any other team in Chicago.
I will make the statement. The next World Series championship will come from the South Side. When that comes, I don't know, but it will come from the South Side.
They have
the money, they have the organization, they have the leadership. Not to take anything away from Theo and the boys. They've done a great job, but the window is passing a little bit, and the price is getting expensive. the South Side has the opportunity to sneak up and win a world championship in the next 5 years.
The South will rise again.
Thank you,
Amen,
Scott.
Brother.
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
312-981-7200. I think that's actually an interesting discussion. Who is most likely to win a championship in Chicago next? Like, if you look at the White Sox, a ton of young talent on the way.
Yeah.
Huge flexibility with the payroll. Manny Machado or whoever. Really, you've got a clean slate with a ton of talent and lots of it coming. The Cubs are spending over $200 million. They're obviously way ahead of the White Sox right now.
Right now.
But you've got a pitching staff. You're paying a ton of money to Yu Darvish. You're getting nothing. You're paying a ton of money to Jason Hayward. You're getting nothing.
I think, sadly, we can eliminate a couple teams.
Right. The Bulls are a ways away, to say the least.
Watch us grow.
The Blackhawks are in a challenging time right now, trying to figure out, you know, how to get through.
That game was so aggravating last night. 3-2, Crow's playing out of his mind, and the next thing you know, it's 5-3 Calgary.
Right, and the Bears have gone all in on Khalil Mack. They've given up a bunch of draft picks. And they've made their bet on the quarterback.
So that's the quarterback. And I know you just got done talking about him for 3 hours, and I know this is White Sox Weekly. So we'll save that conversation for another day.
All right, Chuck, on the north side, welcome to White Sox Weekly on 720 WGN. Go ahead.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Excellent, Chuck. Go ahead.
Good. Okay, all I'm going to say is it doesn't matter in baseball if it's one player or not because it's a team sport. Getting Machado might be a good thing for the Sox. But if we go back and look at all the other players, Bob Probert, when he was with Detroit, was probably one of the baddest boys out there. But when he came to the Blackhawks, he helped change it around. So maybe Machado can do some good for the Chicago White Sox, even though I'm a Cubs fan.
Right. Well, Probert was, and you're talking about one of my all-time favorite guys, Probert was a guy who was not a jerk on the ice. He had a role on the ice. He was also a very good goal scorer for an enforcer. Bob Probert was busy battling demons off the ice. Well, Manny Machado is doing, he's just playing dirty.
It's also different when you're signing Bob Probert to whatever the Blackhawks signed Bob Probert to. What was it, a 3-year deal, 2-year deal? I don't remember. Not a ton of no. If you go in on Manny Machado, you are making an enormous bet. It's going to be a 7, 8, 9-year deal, $30 million plus. It's not something that if it doesn't work out, you can just walk away from. You are in bed, granted, with a guy who had .297 last year, 37 homers, 107 RBIs, wants to play shortstop, not a very good shortstop, wants to play their premium position, and certainly a very good third baseman. Let's move on here. Paul in Lake Forest.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Chuck. Paul in Lake Forest, go ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks for putting me on. I just happened to stumble across your show. I think I know a lot about baseball. I volunteer to coach 14-year-old, 16-year-old traveling baseball teams. And on about March 7th or May 7th of this past year, I sent out 2 mass emails saying, if you want your kids to not inhibit their growth as a baseball player, they should not watch White Sox games. I don't know what you guys are watching. They don't even have 5 major leaguers on the team. James Shields defines confusing activity with accomplishment. Rick Renteria can't even teach his guys how to run bases, how to hit cutoff men, how to hit behind hitters. All they know how to do is lose.
Okay, so let's put your hypothesis to the test here, Paul.
Let's go through some guys.
Okay.
There are 3 or 4 guys on that team that could even help a team win a World Series.
Do you like Jose Abreu?
I do, but he's done. He's not going to be around when they win.
You don't know the answer to that, and so you're jumping ahead.
Well, they're not going to win in 3 or 4 years.
How do you know?
That's my prediction.
Okay.
How do I know? They don't even have any major leaguers on the squad. Makata's not a major leaguer. Anderson's is a...
Wait. Hold on. Johan Moncada's not a major league ball player.
I don't think so. You're not going to win with him.
What about Carlos Rodon?
He's a .225 hitter. What are you guys looking at? He's one of the easier outs in the league. Anderson, too. He swings at everything in the dirt. They have no baseball acumen at the plate. They don't know the strike zone.
Let me ask.
It's like watching Bad Little League.
All right, Paul, let me give you a little perspective.
Little League, now you're talking my language. You must have seen me play.
Do you know how old Johan Moncada is?
I do.
How old is he?
He's not going anywhere. He's had 3 years. These guys
Paul,
have figured him
Paul,
out. He can't hit the inside curveball.
He hasn't had 3 years.
Paul, this was his first full season in the bigs. How old is he? Tell me how old he is.
I'll say 23.
Okay, so you're guessing, but you are correct. All right, in 152 games, this player at the age of 23 had a .316 on base percentage. He slugged .363, and his WAR was point.
Look, sabermetrics and figures lie.
Whatever. Okay,
the guy can't stay away from curveball when he needs to.
Okay,
that's all I know.
Okay, stay away.
He's not a clutch hitter.
Paul.
He's a .220 hitter.
Paul. I want you to debate this with Carm, but you got to. He let you talk. You got to let him talk. Okay,
you're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carm.
I just want you to know. Okay. We don't have to do sabermetrics. I'm talking. Do you have any idea what player I'm referencing? I'm sure you don't. But in 2013, Paul, in 2013, as a member of the Houston Astros, he had an on base of .316. He hit 5 home runs. All right, he had 31 doubles. You compare that to what? And I'm talking about an MVP in Jose Altuve. Okay, it's way too early. He's played one full season. He's a switch-hitting guy, elite talent. Now, granted, the book is still out, but you can't tell me that Yoan Moncada...
They get him out whenever they need him.
No, okay. All right, hey, Paul, love you. Appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the discussion. We got to hit news. But look, you can't tell me that... You can't write off Yoan Moncada right now. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
After news... And I saw one of my favorite newsmen, who I haven't seen for a while. After news, I would like to talk about the contract of Albert Pujols.
Okay, great. Let's do that. And we got a quick timeout. I got you, Curtis. We got to... Don't... I am a professional in here, Curtis. I got you. When you say something, Carm listens.
He's a professional, dude. He wears a blazer to a radio show.
That's right.
I'm just tired, guys.
You're fine. You're doing a great job.
You just get ready for Cochran. Romano's got a thing in the morning.
Quick timeout. We'll get you into news. Apologize for being a minute late here. We'll 2 minutes late. We'll do that next on 720 WGN.
One ball and two strikes. And the 1-2 with two down. Swinging a high fly ball to left. This is tagged. Benintendi at the track. He's at the fence. Gone for a two-run homer by Moncada. Light it up. Sox lead 3-0 here in the first.
Thank you, Ed Farmer. You ever dream of being a White Sox player? Now
yep.
is your chance. Kerm, when you dream of being a White Sox player, what player are you?
I'd probably go Ozzie.
Mm-hmm. I see you as Ozzie Guillen. When you win, the barrel tastes better. Now is your chance to be a White Sox player. Attend the Chicago White Sox Fantasy Camp in Glendale, Arizona, January 13th through the 19th, and be treated like a pro. For camp info, call 623-302-5002 or sign up via WhiteSox.com.
Gave you the wrong read. I already read that one. No problem.
I thought so.
Visit the White Sox pop-up shop at the Orland Square Mall now through January the 15th. It's conveniently located next to the Apple Store. Fans can shop the stadium exclusives and special promotions throughout the holidays and the offseason. For more information and promotion schedule, follow at White Sox Store on Instagram. Remember, the Orland Square Mall, the White Sox pop-up shop now through January the 15th.
Why don't we tell them about the premium seating?
Definitely didn't say that one yet. Go ahead.
Premium seating is awesome, okay? 2019 premium seating is available for full or partial season packages. Each area is unique and allows you to enjoy high-end amenities and the best view in the ballpark. Call 312-674-1000 for information.
312-981-7200. You know, I'm getting a little, it's kind of amazing to me that everyone's saying the Cubs have, White Sox don't have money like the Cubs do. The Cubs have no money left. They're generally tapped out. They're not going to be in the market for Manny Machado. They're not in the market for Bryce Harper. Their payroll is over $200 million. The White Sox, sure, they can't spend to the level that the Cubs spend, but they have way more flexibility right now. They're in a way better position. So what that looks like going forward, I don't know. But as far as being able to add players right now, if they want to do so, the White Sox can do whatever they want. And that's how they've been setting this up for a long time. And they're sitting in it. They're sitting pretty right now. So It'll be very interesting to see how Rick Hahn and company go about it. But I would expect, and everyone talks about how the White Sox have never made a huge splash as far as, you know, nine-figure salaries, $100 million, $200 million contract. That's true. They haven't. But I would be shocked if they don't do something along those lines the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. But when do you do it is the question, you know, because it feels like their plan is 2020. It feels like next year they're not going to be winning the division. But in 2020, they could be doing a lot more than just winning a division. I'd like to talk about Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols signed a 10-year, $240 million contract with the Anaheim Angels.
That was a nightmare.
Or I guess they're the Los Angeles Angels, right?
Well, when he signed it, it was Anaheim, but whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, but here's the thing. You look at it now, coming into the 2019 season, Albert Pujols is going to make $28 million.
Ouch.
Next year, 29, and then in 2021, he's going to make $30 million. Is Albert Pujols worth $90 million over the next, or $87 million over the next 3 years? No. But in order to get Albert Pujols, that is what you had to pay in 2012. The Angels were very competitive when Albert Pujols showed up with that golden stick of his, and the Angels television network benefited from it, and Albert Pujols was purchased with the television network. I think that the White Sox, when the NBC Sports deal ends, the White Sox are going to create some type of television network on their own. Everybody's talking about the Cubs network. I believe the White Sox will have a network. It'll be interesting to see if the White Sox do it with, you know, the Bulls, with the White Sox and Bulls and the Hawks, or if the White Sox just do it on their own. But there's going to be extra money to spend. And Albert Pujols, if you're a Hawks fan, okay, they spent a fortune on Taves and Kane. Last year you thought, oh man, Taves isn't worth it. This year you're thinking, oh man, Taves is worth it. The money they paid Marian Hossa, people thought that's way too much money. The money they paid Duncan Keith, oh, that's way too much money. Seabrook, Crawford, they won three championships because of that. You can't just look at where you're at with Albert Pujols now. You got to look at the total package of what it meant to your team to bring in that guy. The Hawks have some guys now that are overpaid, but they won three Stanley Cups in the process.
Yeah, and there's nothing, if you're winning the World Series, the Stanley Cup, the NBA Championship, whatever, the Super Bowl, and you're overpaying, that's great. Congratulations.
Right.
You won. However, when you're overpaying and you suck, that's brutal. The White Sox right now have arguably the best contract situation in all of baseball.
Right, now that the James Shields albatross is gone.
Right, and well, and even, you know, they were, San Diego was still eating some of that money along the way. But the bottom line is they're paying Jose Abreu and no one else. Now that's going to change, but right now, and Jose was going to be a free agent at the end of next season too, so that'll be an interesting decision for the White Sox. But they can literally do whatever they want,
right.
which is scary, having that much flexibility because you don't want to make a huge mistake, but it's also pretty liberating. I'm sure Rick Hahn's just sitting there like, well, we could make a bid here, we could go this way, we could go that way, we can wait until we're more competitive. Tons of options.
And that was the plan. They planned it perfectly. This is so smart by the White Sox. This just didn't happen by accident. This was meticulously planned, and now they're in a situation where they can bear the fruit.
So,
when's the last time you bared fruit, by the way?
I do love a good apple with peanut butter, if that's what you're getting at, Harry. I don't think that's what you're getting at. But there was a bit of news this week. Let's move along here to stuff that's going on. And we mentioned Yoan Moncada.
Yes,
I dodged what you were just talking about. So,
there was a yes or no question.
There was a little.
Was like, give me a date.
Daryl Van Scowen, who does great work in the for the Chicago Sun-Times. Had some quotes from Rick Hahn about Moncada being open to switching positions. And the bottom line is that Yoan is flexible depending on who they bring in, and you could see him moving somewhere else in the diamond. Now, when we talked to Rick Hahn at the end of the season.
When you talked to him.
When I talked to him, yes.
He said
the same thing, and I asked him about the outfield, and basically he's like, we're talking third base. So if Yoan moves, he would be sliding over to third. Nick Madrigal's not ready to be up here quite yet, but it'll be very interesting to see what they add. White Sox are going to be looking for starting pitching. They're going to be looking for relief help as well. But they may add somebody into the equation on the infield, which could make Moncada either A, playing third base full-time, or B, bouncing around. And, of course, he could end up just staying at second like he was this year.
Right. That last caller, Paul, that was talking about how many major leaguers are on this squad.
We can go through it.
Well, no, but here's all I want to say. I think they had one guy last year who was basically a utility player, a backup, who was forced into a starting role. And he might have been the most fun of any guy on the team. But the guy playing third base is a backup infielder, pardon me, and I think that's where Paul's frustration was coming from.
No, nobody is making the argument the White Sox are overflowing in talent right now at the major league level. No, clearly they need upgrades all over the place.
And Yomar Sanchez is a very good guy, you know, to have on the roster, but he's not your starting third baseman every day. I think Moncada will eventually get moved to third, and at some point Nick Madrigal is going to be up here playing second.
Yomar to me can be a starter on a very good club and do fine if you've got a lot surrounding him. Now, he might not fit perfectly into the White Sox future plans as far as a starter, but certainly would be a very valuable guy off the bench who could play third, who could play second.
Absolutely.
Put him in the outfield, whatever, play short, played short a couple games this year, all that. All right, let's take a quick timeout. White Sox Weekly till the top of the hour on 720 WGN. I mentioned Southpaw earlier on the show, Harry.
Yes. You tweeted a picture of Southpaw.
So a friend of mine, mm-hmm. who I work with,
mm-hmm.
his nephew dressed up as Southpaw for Halloween.
Great costume.
Solid costume.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a picture on Instagram of this fine young man.
It was a great costume.
Yeah, and so I tweeted at Southpaw, hey, at Southpaw, what can you hook up this outstanding young Southpaw? And so Southpaw and the White Sox proceed to send out the White Sox care package to this young gentleman, and then it's all takes place on Twitter. You can check it out at the Carm. But the White Sox hooking up the Southpaw Halloween care package to a 9-year-old who dressed up wearing the green furry situation that he created on his own. I thought that was really awesome of Southpaw. What a classy mascot. That to me, as I tweeted at him, elite mascot move, Southpaw.
Southpaw is...
You can't just be at the stadium nowadays, Harry. If you're a mascot, you got to be available on Twitter, too.
Oh, holy Benny the Bull. Don't I know that?
Benny's sort of solid Twitter presence. Good old Benny, yep.
Okay, Southpaw, okay, when I think back to Ribby and Rhubarb, I am so glad that Southpaw is on the scene now. Ribby and Rhubarb, you know...
They were heroes, Ribby and Rhubarb.
I don't know. I think there was a little problem with Rhubarb.
Really? You had a problem with Rhubarb?
Well, there was an incident.
You and Rhubarb had an incident?
There was an incident. But here's the thing, okay? Southpaw is awesome. Southpaw has time for kids. Southpaw has time for adults. Southpaw represents everything a mascot should represent. Constant energy, whether the team is up 9-0 or down 9-0.
Great enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. And it's just fun. I love Southpaw. And I think that he might be the greatest mascot in Sox history unless you count Andy the Clown.
So let me ask you this,
mm-hmm.
and I want to hear the rhubarb story here, and we can have that your favorite White Sox mascot conversation. Feel free. Actually, let's make that our text line question, which is sponsored by C.J. Wilson Mazda and ZoomZoomNation.com, where they're always trying to make your car shopping fun. Your favorite White Sox mascot.
And Harry Chapp, this is not an answer.
Okay. Mascots are not allowed to talk.
Right.
It's part of the deal of being a mascot.
Right.
But here Southpaw is communicating on Twitter.
Sure. Well, tweeting's not talking.
Well, I just want to ask you, in mascot integrity, is it okay to actually have words out there? And I think it was phenomenal what Southpaw did. And this is 2018 New World here. But sometimes, you know, I don't think we're really allowed to know what Southpaw actually thinks in words. This could be a big issue that we might have to... You know, have a deep conversation with Jerry Reinsdorf or someone.
No, absolutely. Social media is meant for mascots. Social media is a way that you can communicate with everybody. And because he can't talk, because he doesn't have the gift of gab, he should be communicating through social media.
So,
do you remember Andy the Clown? Were you too young?
I don't remember Andy the Clown. Should I? What years are we talking?
Call Bill Leff. Bill Leff knows Andy the Clown.
I have vague memories of Andy the Clown. But I remember, for me growing up, Ribby and Rhubarb were elite, Harry. I can't believe you had a problem with Rhubarb.
Well, they just, I mean...
What happened with Rhubarb?
What happened with Rhubarb? I'll just give you three words. I'll give you three items, and you can piece together the story, okay?
Alcohol?
No. Steak sandwich.
Yeah.
A woman and the kid's urinal. The White Sox used to have a bathroom behind home plate at the old Sox Park.
Yeah.
And it said, home of future White Sox. And it was like a little kid's urinal.
Yeah, okay.
And because there was a line for the others, so I used it once, and somebody had a problem with that.
Rhubarb didn't like that you went in the list.
I don't want to get into it, Carm. But, okay, Andy the Clown.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
You illegally?
I wasn't in the women's room. I was in the men's room.
You illegally went into the children's bathroom at Old Comiskey.
Once again, you're not listening to me.
Oh, I think I am.
In the men's bathroom at Old Comiskey Park, behind home plate, was a trough that had a sign that said home of future White Sox players. Okay? And as a kid, you know, my brothers and I, we would go down there and use that trough because we were going to be future White Sox players.
So you illegally used the trough that wasn't for adults. You deserved everything that you got from Rhubarb. I'm going to defend.
Where does it say illegal for adults to use this trough?
It doesn't have to be written. It's within the rules. It's an unwritten bathroom integrity rule that everybody follows, and broke it. And that's fine. I would break it too, but I would own that I broke it. You don't. It's like the Whole Foods parking lot.
The Whole Foods parking lot. I am so correct on the Whole Foods parking lot.
Park at Whole Foods.
Andy the Clown was at White Sox games from 1960 to 1990.
Okay. I should remember Andy the Clown then. That's terrible.
Maybe next weekend, Bill Leff will join us to talk Andy the Clown.
Okay. We got to get on out of here, Harry. It was good to be with you.
We just got started.
Yeah, I know. It's a one-hour quickie. But I enjoyed seeing you on a Sunday.
I enjoyed being with you on a Sunday.
All right. Quick timeout. Karen Conti's warming up in the bullpen. She is next, 720 WGN.